This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief from May 9th. I'm Paul Plack. A CFI has died as a result of a Pipersport LSA ferry flight gone wrong about 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time Friday night. The Virginia Regional Festival of Flight reports 2011 attendance was way up, both in people and planes, in part because of sunny weather for the whole weekend. The Easton Airport is set to host Maryland's first Festival of Flight this Saturday. NASA managers have further delayed Space Shuttle Endeavour's launch to no earlier than Monday, May 16th. In connection with the 50th anniversary of the first U.S. manned spaceflight Thursday at Kennedy Space Center, IBM commemorated its team of mathematicians and technologists who supported the Mercury missions in the 1960s. AV Seminars says CFIs have given the company's first progressive CFI renewal webinar high marks for innovation and convenience. Pipistrel is planning to enter its new Taurus G4, a four-place electric aircraft, in the 2011 CAFE NASA Green Flight Challenge. MaxViz reports shipping its 1,000th enhanced vision system. A five-year, $38 million FAA contract has been awarded to Honeywell to maintain security systems at more than 1,000 locations. Girls with Wings is hosting an Aviation Inspiration Day at Fleming Field in St. Paul, Minnesota, on Saturday, May 28th. And students at the University of Maryland's A. James Clark School of Engineering will attempt the first flight of their human-powered helicopter this Wednesday, if Gamera can hover for 60 seconds and reach 3 meters AGL, it could win the Sikorsky Prize. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves is back from SAFE's Pilot Training Reform Symposium and says it was a major and unexpected success. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.